Blog Talk Radio.
And right about now, the A-Money Show DJ, and you're on the show, A-Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons, alright? Let's go!
This your girl, A-Money, and I am so happy to be here tonight. I thank you all for tuning in to my beautiful blog talk radio station, the A-Money Show. Your girl, Aisha Kate Girl Simmons. Call in callers every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 p.m. sharp, 347-633-9074. And, of course, soon to be calling in, we're going to have, oh, my goodness, you just would not believe, Mark Gordon of Levert 2. And you guys know the history of Levert, right? Oh, my goodness. So we got this going on today. I'm so excited. And we like to welcome him in the building with their new album, Mark Gordon and Black Rose of Levert 2. Dedication is going down on the A-Money Show tonight. So everybody sit back, chill, relax, and listen to some music by your boy, Hookman, Liquor and Weed.
Never disappoint a dreamer. Now if your girl mind wonder, boy, yeah, I'ma get her, put that pimp tongue to her. Have her cleaning out my sewer, and I won't pursue her. If you giving her what you poster, she ain't gon' dig my swagger. But I get my hands on her, she gon' be walking like she poster. Don't ever confront her, it's all confessions like Usher. And you don't want her to tell you, but she tell you. Might just take her to a place that's yours, don't take her. Yeah, don't get mad and hit her, I'm just doing you a favor. You can't make her holler, she holler when my shark up in the water. I got a disorder, my dick a hard act to follow. I know it's hard to swallow, so really you should leave her a full-time freaker, cause she in Wonderland when I'm beating it up. I bet the neighbors know my name when we finishing up. I make her sleep off some good ass. That's my freak of the
month. Yeah, you're calling me a new-new. Yeah, I'm a new-new, cause I do what a man don't do. She say he got the tools, but he works like a fool. He going overtime and still can't find the move. She calling me a new-new. Yeah, I'm a new-new. Take to the school and mentor her too.
Uh-huh.
I give her that new note.
Okay.
She give me that blue
suit. All right.
Do what I wanna do.
Yeah.
So I do what I wanna do.
Same old drama, just a different day. Man got me stressed and I'm ready to break away. You know, just get away, blow it down for a little. Find me a thug that can give it to my middle. Or you could fiddle and lick it a little nimble. You could give it to me good while making my legs quiver. I know it sound wrong, but I'm going to feel right. And I bet I feel better by the end of the night. What my man don't do, find a nigga that would. Cause you push me to a point where I'm like, and I'm good. Got me on some new where I'm like, do what you would. Gonna find me a man that's gonna treat me good. I think it's time to leave you alone. It's a guarantee that you miss your girl when I'm gone. You gon' miss that, wanna hit that, but it be another that's gon' get that.
Yeah, she calling me a new-new. Yeah, I'm a new-new, cause I do what a man don't do. She say he got the tools, but he works like a fool. He going overtime and still can't find the move. She calling me a new-new. Yeah, I'm a new-new. Take to the school and mentor her too. I give her that new-new. She give me that blue school to do what I want.
Yo, this your girl. Thank you, callers, for calling in today on this show, which is Wednesday, of course, May 9th, 2012. It's a big show. It's going down in the building tonight.
with, of course, Mark Gordon and Black Rose of Levert 2, the album Dedication. And, you know, everybody, please go online and sign the petition, pass HB number 249, Sean's Law. So make sure you do that. And also, it's going down in the building with your girl, Aisha K. Girl Simmons, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Call in at 347-633-9074. Give it up for my girl, Miss Boss Lady, of course, always doing big things on Blog Talk Radio right now. Russell Hart Radio, I'm missing your station right now, but I love you, girl. This going out to my boy, Ketchum Streets, There's No Joy. Everybody enjoy this. Let me know some feedback after y'all hear Ketchum. Yes, this is your girl, A Money. We'd like to welcome, of course, Mark Gordon of Levert 2 in the building. Everybody, he's in the building, so show him much love. We will be doing an interview with him shortly. So I'm going to play something by Gerald Levert, Baby, I'm Ready. This is your girl, A Money, every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, 8 p.m. Call in at 347-633-9074. And again, welcome, Mr. Mark Gordon. Back again with your girl, A Money. And again, we have in the building Mr. Mark Gordon of Levert 2, and they have their new album out, Dedication, and we're going to bring him online right now. Hello, how are you, Mr. Mark Gordon?
Hey, what's happening? How's it going?
It's going well. I'm just having, like, you have to forgive me. I don't know what's going on with the blog talk right now. I can't even see my music. I had to call in a couple times, and actually they're doing something with it now to get everything back downloaded. So you guys just bear with me. Hopefully everything will pop back up soon. I hope so. But how are you doing today?
Oh, you know, it's been one of them days. Keep it moving, been grinding. Been, you know, just handling some stuff. Just, you know, always busy, but you know, trying to keep the music going. That's about it.
Yes, I see. I see. I, you know, follow you on Facebook, of course, and on Twitter. So I'm always bugging you on Facebook and Twitter. Hopefully I'm not driving you crazy. But, of course, I'm always retweeting and everything. That's what A-Money does, showing support to everybody.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You got to do that.
And I definitely love, I love the album Dedication. Oh, my goodness, that is a really nice album. I actually was just playing that for a couple people here. My father and everybody came over, so we were listening to a couple of the tracks, and I was enjoying that. And I'm so mad because it's not showing any of the music right now, and I want to play something. So,
yeah, you know how the technology goes, you know.
This is crazy. This is crazy, like, right now. But I still got to keep going, you know. Of course, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of yours. I have some other callers in queue as well that's showing support to you as well. And what actually kept you around, and what age actually did you start in the music business?
Professionally, we started, I was probably 20, somewhere around there. And, so we've been going for a minute. We had been doing it for a while. And, you know, I keep doing it because I love the music. And, you know, I love to, you know, I think this is a part of life that keeps us grounded, keeps us, you know, our flow going, because, you know, it's entertainment is a whole nother side of our lives. It's not like the most important part, but it's important to have balance in your life. And I feel like you know, being able to listen to good music or music can put you in different moods. So it's I think it's important for you to have, you know, mood music, and that's what I think that LaVert 2, you know, that's what we brung over the years, and as LaVert 2, that's what I plan to keep bringing is mood music, music that'll put you in a good mood, put you in that feel good mood, or make you, you know, want to, you know, do other things. So that's the kind of thing that I really like doing and enjoy, as far as the music is concerned, you know.
Yes, that is good. You know, I love your music, and actually, I just was able to bring up What a Woman, of course, featuring the OJs, and this is by LaVert 2. I'm gonna play that for you guys. Hopefully everybody is listening. Go get your album now, Dedication by LaVert 2. It is awesome, I'd like to tell you. And, of course, you know, A-Money tells no lies, and she plays the best on the A-Money Show. Everybody, please tune in every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 sharp. Of course, call in at 347-633-9074, where tonight we have Mark Gorton of LaVert 2. And here we go.
Things turn me on, but it's turning.
Hey, this is A Money back with Mark Gordon, of course, with LaVert 2 in the building. Mr. Gordon, it's a pleasure to have you here. It's actually an honor. This is your house right now, the A Money Show. And I have callers that I would like to thank for calling in for support tonight as well on the A Money Show. And I love that song, What a Woman, featuring the OJs. Of course, I love the OJs, Mr. Gordon. I really do. What inspired you guys to collab on that song right there?
Well, when Sean was here, you know, we kind of decided to put together this song with the OJs. I mean, it only made sense to kind of, you know, the album is dedication. So, you know, we wanted to include as much of, you know, our heritage and family as possible. So we, asked them to do it, and they said they would, and so that's what we came up with. It was basically, as our, you know, one of our favorite topics is talking about women, and you know, this is more or less a tribute to, you know, the great job that women been putting down forever, you know, and you know, so this was our, you know, kind of our way of saying what a woman, like, you know. There's a lot of different categories of women that do different things, you know, and that, you know, in a positive way. So, you know, we wanted to kind of include that into a song, and that's what we came up with. So,
well, of course, that is absolutely right. I love the song. I figured that out by watching the video that you guys sent to me. I love the album again, Dedication. I think it was really wonderful that you guys did this album. And you said Sean LaVert also was he still was here present when you guys completed the album, correct?
Yeah, it was almost complete. Yeah, while he was here, he, you know, probably we ended up recording a couple more songs after that.
Yeah.
And, after he passed, we recorded my brother, which is the dedication to Sean. My brother is like second to the last on the CD, but it came afterwards and it's featuring Sean Jr. And it was just how he was feeling at the time, and I wanted to, you know, I don't know, it was such a crazy feeling at the time that. Everything was going on. Once I decided to get back in the studio, you know, the first thing that I thought about, if, you know, I had a chance to, you know, come back, if Sean could come back and I could say one more thing to him, you know, what would I say? And that's kind of where the, you know, idea came from. And, you know, in the first verse of that, it's saying that, like, you know, I just wanted him to know that I love him. And, you know, so it's, you know, it was a hard song to put together. Me and little Sean was in there, you know, just teared up and everything. But
I can imagine.
We got through it. And, you know, so that's where my brother came from. But the album, the CD is a dedication, and it's you know, containing you know, a lot of, I mean, if you listen to it, you'll hear remnants of the old school LaVert and sound, and, you know, so that's what I want to keep in tradition, is that sound, is that music that, you know, LaVert fans and friends and family, you know, love to listen to. I want to keep that around as long as possible, you know.
Yeah.
It's, you know, so that's what I would like to do.
Yes, you guys have, of course, a very great sound to me. You know, the sound of angels is what I said as I was listening to your album, Dedication. I mean, it had me there, too. I was teared up, and I was like, you know, I can only imagine how you guys feel. And but I love it again and again. And everybody, you also can find the song on www.lavert2.com. Do you have any other sites where they could go and download, show support, get your album and everything like that?
Yeah, if you go to LaVertu.com, you'll go to the store. It's a button on the menu called the store, and you'll see that CD. You'll see, you know, some older LaVert material, some Gerald stuff. You'll see a little bit of everything in there that you can purchase. It's a link through Amazon, but it's you can go right to our site and get to it. And then you can go to Reverb Nation, which you can't buy it from there, but you can listen to a few songs. But mainly everything that's there on Reverb, or if you follow us on Twitter or on Facebook, then you'll see it posted. But you'll see everything that's posted anywhere. You'll see it on our site. So pretty much just go through LaVertu.com and just scroll through the whole site. You'll find a lot of different things on there, some news items. Right now, I'm petitioning for Sean's Law.
Yes.
And that's pretty much it's a law that should be on the books already, and it's not, but it's a not in Ohio, or as far as I know, not in Cleveland. And while he was in incarcerated down in the county, he didn't receive his medication,
right,
which he was, I guess, he had been prescribed for I don't know how long, but, you know, basically the kind of prescription it was, you can't just wean off of that, you know. I mean, you can't just get off of it. You have to be weaned off, you know. In between the time that he was there, and according to the law right now, it's a two-week period before the doctor of the, you know, of the facility has to see you. So in between 2 weeks, I mean, anything can happen. You know what I mean? Like,
might
come in that's infected, got hepatitis, got anything that's contagious. You know, could infect the whole spot, and you know, you have another mess on your hands. So basically, this law would require that if they take you in, if they're going to, you know, have you in custody, then they, you know, for a period, then you need to see a doctor. And
yes.
So that's what the Sean's Law is about. And I think that we couldn't unfortunately do anything about what happened, but it can possibly save, you know, another person's life that may have a similar situation. You know,
yes,
so
I pray that it does.
Yes,
and everybody that's listening, everyone who's listening, you know, I've been posting it, Mark's been posting it, Dave Tolliver, lots of people have been posting the Sean's Law. Please, please, please sign a petition, because, you know, don't wait till it's in your backyard and then you want to sign a petition. You know, now is the time, because everybody should have a medical, dental, mental health screening, you know, upon entering the facility, no matter what the case may be. You know, I feel that just should be something that's immediate, you know, and things like this wouldn't have to happen to our loved ones, no matter what the case may have been. That should have been automatic, absolutely.
And I can imagine that it probably, you know, it's probably not the first case that it happened to, you know.
No.
So it's just so happens that because of background and history and family and being able to, you know, follow through and go to the courts with it, that made a difference. And, you know, like I said, it's probably happened more than once that this happened to anybody that's been in custody. So, you know, basically Sean's death is not in vain. You know, he has the ability to make a difference. And from the last I heard is the Buckeye Sheriff's Association, that's what it is, Buckeye Sheriff's Association, they are trying to block this bill, basically.
What?
I don't know for whatever reason, but they're trying to block it, saying that it's going to cost too much money to change this law, implement Sean's law into the law books. And I'm like, well, how much or how many lies would it take for you to implement a law that really seems like it's only common sense to have? You know what I'm saying?
That's so true.
So let's make that change, and anybody can sign. So, you know, I got people on there from around the world that signed this. But,
yes.
You know, we need our hometown people to really sign it, because it's really the Cleveland that's affected by this.
Right.
It's not, you know, I don't know, like, all the laws around in every part of the country, but a lot of these states already have that implemented, you know what I mean? And,
yes, they
you know,
do.
Cleveland is kind of like behind, so they need to catch up to what's, you know, what makes sense. And so, you know, if this, like I say in my post, if this law was in effect 4 years ago, then Sean would still be alive, you know. And I thought about it before I wrote that, before I put it out there. I mean, that was the truth, you know. And you know, besides that, you know, the nurse could have given Sean something to calm him down,
right.
And she chose not to. You know, she chose not to. The doctor instructed her to do that because he wasn't on the premise, but he instructed her, like, well, give him something to calm him down. I mean, of course, if you're coming down off of something and it's hard, you know, you're crashing. So you need to take something to relax you, to calm you down. And they didn't do that. Instead, they put him in restraint. They had him strapped in for how many hours, I don't know. And, you know, so there it is right there. And, you know, that's not, and you know, and that's why the lawsuit came and they lost. So,
right.
Or they settled, put it like that. They settled.
Well, yeah,
but
of course.
That's pretty much, it's pretty much saying that you would have lost. So
yes.
You
know,
but
what,
anyway,
what? Go ahead.
Yeah, we need to get that, you know, the word needs to really get out in Cleveland, Ohio. Because that's where, you know, the law is not where it should be. So everybody should be signing that. If you live in Cleveland and you're listening to this, and you need to go to the site to change.org, or if you look, if you're a follower on Twitter, or if you're on Facebook, you'll see it posted. Come to my page, go to Levert2 page, go to you know, any of the pages, or go to the site, and you'll see the petitions. You know, or go directly to change.org and look up Sean Levert or Sean's Law, and you'll see it. So sign up.
Yes, everybody, please, 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 you know, it is imperative that, you know, we stand up and do the right thing, and not when it's too late. It's sad to me, I mean, as well as other people who love Sean Levert, of course. And, you know, everybody just support now. Now is the time. Go to change.org and sign this petition, you know, where you'll find it on many of our pages. And, of course, you know, your girl A Money is always posting this petition. I'm always blasting it out everywhere. All night I'm up, I'm doing that. You know, I know you and the family. It was a loss, a sad time for you. And, you know, it's a sad time for many people, you know, who love your music, who love you all, you know. And we feel, you know, your pain, you know. And for some of us, it's just like Sean Levert was sitting at our table, you know, eating with us and chilling and having fun. I remember when I was like 16 years old and Sean Levert and Gerald Levert was at USA Skate, And that was the first time I met them, and we saw them in the limo with their dad one time, and it was just, like, amazing to us. So it was, like, up close and personal, you know. We got to meet them, and it was, like, crazy, you know. And then for something like this to happen, it's like, what would you have me, Aisha A Money, to do? Like, I'm ready to get out there and walk the streets, walk the beats with this petition. And, you know, how would someone like me or others do that to get this law passed?
Well, basically, I mean, you can, you know, I don't know if you have an iPad or even on your phone, but if either way, if you have a phone that's an Android or an iPhone, and you can, you know, maneuver through the web, then, yeah, you could do that wherever you go. If your friends, you're around your friends sometime and y'all hanging out, you know, get on your phone. If they're not on theirs, then get on yours or get on your iPad and have them sign it right there, you know. And that's a way to do it. If, you know, because sometimes, it, you know, they can listen right now. And that's why I post it and keep posting it, because if it's not in front of you all the time, then people are not going to do it. You know what I mean? They may not go to it just by saying it. So,
right.
If you got it on your phone and you can pull it up, then pull it up right in front of somebody. Like, here, just, you know, put your info in or whatever the case is, and get it done. You know, it's not really a difficult process. If you are on Facebook or one of the social networks, I think you can link right in, so you don't even have to really do nothing. It just uses your info that's on one of the social networks. So it's an easy process, but, you know, we need to have like thousands of signatures by now. But, you know, right now it's less than 1,000, and I'm, you know.
Wow.
It's really, you know, it's shocking to me, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's
shocking to me, too.
Like,
the last time I checked,
yeah,
I think it was like 933 people.
Yeah.
You know,
right under.
I'm really going to push it. You know, right now, you know, I'm really going to push it. I've been pushing it and, you know, promoting everything else, but I'm going to dedicate myself as well as to pushing this petition. Of course, again, you heard this on the A Money Show. Go to change.org and sign the Shine's Law petition. You know, right now is the time that everybody needs to show support. Again, I can't stress it enough. Do not wait till it's too late and it happens to you or your family, you know, and then everybody's wanting to sign the petition. You know, now is the time. Again, I thank you so very much for coming on the A Money Show, sharing your time, you know, especially your deepest, most inner thoughts, your wonderful music, the album Dedication, Levert 2, of course, Mark Gorton, and Black Rose. And
he might have called in. Did he call in?
I don't know his number, but I don't see him in queue right now. I don't.
Okay.
But, yes, I am so, you know, humbly grateful for you guys stopping out. And, of course, yes, the song My Brother featuring Sean Levert Jr., that song is wonderful. I mean, you have a lot of them. The whole album is wonderful. I would love to play Hey Love, you know. That is a very nice song, you guys. Again, show support and go get this album Dedication. And if you don't mind, I would like to play you guys' song by Levert 2, Dedication, Hey Love, on the A Money Show.
She liked the way the chain hang low. Wanna be around. Said she glad she found me. And she said she wanna take me home. We went there on the first night. and she said it felt right. Said she never had it done before. So I wanted to spend all of that weekend. Ooh, oh, oh.
Hey, love, hey, love,
hey.
You can have it when you want it. Hey, love, hey, love. And I gave you
that's what you said. Service on a first class flight, but it takes me there. It's that gift right, and I'm never gonna come down. Keep it right there, keep it right there, keep it right there. I'ma let it go now, keep it right there, and I'm only gonna give it to you. That's what she said, what she said.
Back with your girl, A Money, Aisha K. Girl Simmons. I have in the building Lavert 2, the group Lavert 2, Mark Gordon, and Mr. Black Rose. Of course, probably is calling in soon, but if not, we give much love to you, Mr. Rose. We love the album Dedication. Of course, Dedication, you already know what the word stands for. They're dedicating this album to loved ones that they have lost. So, again, that was Hey Love. And, Mark, what inspired you guys to, you know, come up with Hey Love?
Hey Love, I don't know. It was one of the last songs we did.
Really?
And, yeah, it was one of the last working on it. It was an idea, but it hadn't come all together yet. And, you know, eventually all the pieces started falling into place. But, you know, sometimes it takes a minute just to get, you know, get all your ideas out. And it depends on where it starts from. You know, if it starts from a concept of, you know, like What a Woman was a concept of, you know, lyric and part of song. So it started there, and then, you know, musically it comes together. So, but when it comes with the, when you start with the music, sometimes you don't come with the complete idea yet. You have to hear it a few times. Like, I might hear it 50,000 times before I, you know, really get the vision of where I want to go with it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's a process. But, yeah, Hey Love was one of them songs. And you know, once again, just talking about love and what, you know, you would do for your significant one, whoever that is, you know, and vice versa. So, basically, you know, we got we have a woman that'll pretty much say, whatever you want, I got your back. You know what I mean? So that's basically what Hey Love, you know.
Right.
You got exactly what I need, and she gives it to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So whatever that is, she know how to give it to me. Whatever that is, she will.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Hey Love.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we thank you for Hey Love. Because,
yeah,
you know, I'm sure you got a Hey Love, you know. And that could be one of the reasons that inspired you as well, you know, for that. But you have some fans on a call list, you know, from all the way from Baltimore. And I'm not, again, sure what number Black Rose will be calling in from. But let's try it. Oh, 330? Okay, let's check and see if this is him, NQ. Hello, caller. This is
E-Money.
How you doing? This Black Rose?
Yes, I've been here for like 20 minutes already. But
well, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I welcome you to the A-Money Show. I thank you. And again, it is an honor to have you both here on the A-Money Show. You know, you said you've been here for 20 minutes, so you've been listening to the interview. But again, your presence is welcome.
Yeah, that's black 20-minute rolls.
Black 20-minute rolls.
Yeah.
Thank you for being patient with A-Money. Thank you so very much. And I apologize for having you on hold for so long. But, you two have a great, unique sound, and you're blessing us again with this album, Dedication. How did you come about being a member of the group, Black Rose, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I already knew Mark previously from a mutual friend here in Youngstown, Ohio. Years ago, and basically, I mean, just to make a long story short, we hooked up out in L.A. a few times, you know, and then finally Mark came back here, and I happened to come back to Ohio, too, and I went to a Dave Tolliver, he had a little party for his birthday, and I went to the party. I didn't even really want to go, but I had a friend that was going, so I walked in the party and I saw Mark. Mark sitting over there, you know, in his phone. And I went over there. I said, "Hey, man, what's up? What's up?" I mean, he looked up. And I don't think he really recognized me at first. So he said, "Hey, how you doing? Whatever, whatever." And then I went and stood over. And then he looked and he walked over. And he was just like, "Bro?" I was like, "Yeah, what's up, man?" So it went from there, you know. And he was saying that, you know, it was after Gerald passed, of course, and they were, you know, trying to work on a reunion album while he was, alive. And, you know, after he passed, they kept removing. And I guess they had somebody in the group, and Mark wasn't really satisfied with him, so he was looking for somebody basically that, you know, had a different type of sound and that could produce and write as well. So he invited me up to the studio, and I finally came up there to the studio maybe 2 months later. And first night we recorded like two or three songs that ended up on this album. And you know, he talked with Sean about it, and Sean came in and heard the song, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm feeling this right here. Let's move. This is it." So that's, you know, to make a long story short, that's how it came about, you know. But previously, before that, you know, he knew I was in the game before because I had a group that he actually wanted to sign back in the day called Who's Who. And we ended up signing to Dr. Dre. So, you know, but we kept, like I said, we kept in touch in L.A. So that's basically how that all came about.
Well, you know, I'm definitely, and I'm sure the world is definitely blessed with Black Rose. Your voice, you're correct, and they're picking you. Actually, you fit, you gel. I mean, it's a blessing. Like I said, the voices of angels. You know, the album is off the chain. I love it. I love it. I love it. Again, people, please go and support www.lavert2.com, where you'll find dedication. And as well, I would like to ask you guys, how does it make you feel that, you know, Gerald LaVert is going on and you're keeping on LaVert and this is LaVert 2, you know, how did that make you feel, Mark, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I mean, well, when me and Sean, you know, we kind of knew that we wanted to do it. And so after everything, the funeral and everything, we got together and was like, okay, let's work. And so it was kind of like we kind of knew that we wanted to do it, and so now it's you know, we had to battle with getting someone else and you know, just some of the hurdles that we had to go through, but I wanted to do this, you know, because I feel like that our music, you know, have been a part of, you know, so many lives, and I've heard it so many times of, you know, making so many babies off of this music. It's like, you know, it's funny to me, but I feel like that's something that we need more of, because, you know, I think if we making more babies, not saying that we need more babies, but if we spread more love,
right,
and there won't be as much hate out there, you know what I mean? So I feel like that is a positive thing to be able to, you know, put people in a mood of feeling good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that over the years, you know, with, you know, the old songs from Casanova to you know, I've Been Waiting, Baby, I'm Ready, you know, All Seasons. These are, you know, songs that Just Cooling, you know, these are songs
pop,
that, yeah, Pop Pop Goes My Mind, that,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
People have been able to relate to, you know, and it's been a part of their life, you know. I see it on Twitter all the time, and people tweet about the songs, and these songs are 20 years old.
Oh, yeah, you know, 15, that would
15,
never die 15, with 15,
20 years old. It's not even, you know, so I feel like, I mean, it makes me feel good. So I just feel like that there's a space for this music to continue and the sound to continue, because it's, I mean, I think it's just been proven to be, you know, able to, you know, to maintain. So I just want to give it to them, and I want to be able to give it to them with, you know, with Gerald and Sean in mind, because, you know, Sean is totally on the record, but
yes,
you know, it's definitely an inspired record for, you know, with Gerald in mind, and, you know, and then later on down the line, we'll come with other stuff, and, you know, and I have some other things that we had initiated all together, me, Gerald, and Sean had initiated, you know, a few years ago. So, I mean, I'll eventually put that out so people can. I mean, you know, it's no need for me to hold on to it. You know what I mean? What I'm going to hold on to it for? And you know,
yes, give it
I
to us.
Like,
give it to the world.
Yeah, I feel like the public need to hear it, you know.
We do.
And Gerald would want that, and Sean would want that. They want you to hear this.
Yeah.
And so, I'm gonna do everything I can do. Black Rose, we're gonna do what we need to do to get that sound out there and be in, you know, in all the households across the country if we can, you know, so.
Right.
Yes.
And I, you know, me personally, I was honored, you know, that Mark, you know, felt like I could be the one to come in and fill in right there and I just was like, you know, kind of like, you know, I was kind of leery at first about it, just, you know, like, man, I don't know, you know, this is some big shoes right here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, once I went up to the studio and that initial two songs came about, I was like, we might have something right here, you know what I mean? So it was just like, you know, I said it was a privilege to do it, you know what I mean? I said, I'm definitely always up for a challenge, you know, that's just me. You know, I'm
well, Black Rose, I just like to say you fit in well. I mean, your voice is unique.
You
a voice of an angel. Like I said, I listen to every single song on the Dedication album. Of course, I follow the LaVert everything, and I mean, wow! I was like, oh my goodness, he sounds so good. I'm like, okay, Mark, y'all about to do this thing here. I was enjoying that.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the main thing is that, you know, after doing it for so long, for years and coming up, I mean, we went through some hard knocks of, you know, just being in the music. So, but in that, you know, sometimes people don't think that you do what you do. Like, a lot of people don't know that I produced and I did a lot of the music from back in the day. So I don't know what people would expect. They expect you to fall off, I guess, and not do nothing. I don't know. But what I'm saying is that, you know, I like to surround myself with good talent. And if, you know, like I said, you know, I knew Rose could do his thing, and I knew what he could bring to the table, and I felt like if as long as I had good talent around that we could mesh and be able to go in and put down some heat and service it to the world, then there it is. You know what I mean? It's a collaboration of ideas, thoughts, and, you know, just musical, you know, talent and content and give it to the people. And that's what me and Gerald was kind of founded on. It was based on our abilities of being able to come together and come with those songs. I don't know where they came from, but
yes.
It's just like, you know, it's just, it comes from within, and you just, this is what you feel like singing, and this is what you felt like putting together. And so, you know, I think that some people are surprised and think that, you know, well, I don't know about LaVert too. I don't really, you know, they'll be skeptical and, you know, because they're used to what they want to be used to. But at this point, you have to look at it like, okay, good music. I don't care who's singing it. If you're singing it and it sounds good to you, then it don't really matter. You know? I mean, I hear people that sing on YouTube all day long and that sound great. But it's like being able to get to the next level, getting to the next spot, that next stage is part of the battle. And so I feel like, hey, if I was able to pick up anybody, I'm going to pick somebody that I believe that can bring something to the table, that I believe that people are going to be have an open ear to and say, hey, you know what, that dude sounds good. I don't know where you got him from, but he sounds great. You know what I mean? And that's what I want to surround myself with, regardless if they play or sing or whatever it is. You know, we you know, put it together, and there it is.
Right.
And you know, there it is.
Just there. The chemistry was just there from day one. It just felt meant like it was meant to happen. You know what I mean? I mean, for me to walk in there and, you know, Mark to say, well, I actually been looking for you for a couple years, and, you know, your numbers was changed, and, you know,
well,
it just felt like it was
a coincidence. It was a crazy coincidence walking
well,
in.
Well, you
back.
Know, God makes no
I mean,
mistakes, so it had to be. That was the time you guys were supposed to get together. So, you know, your numbers
were
changed or off, but you met at the right time.
Well, it must have been because I was in a place that I wouldn't likely be, but I wouldn't have been going to that place that night, but I, for some reason, I just went along, and there I was, and you know, I was probably ready to go at the time.
I was probably ready to go
right then, but I was like, okay, I didn't even drive. Okay, I'm stuck. And you know, man, so I don't know.
For Mark, God had you right there. He was like, just hold on 1 second. You're not stuck. We got
right.
you.
right.
And you know what? I just
hey,
feel
I'm
like
sure,
you
I'm
guys.
I'm sure he wanted to leave. I'm sure he was about ready to leave by the time I got there because I didn't want to go myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was ready to go.
Well, the world
and
is,
the crazy
you know,
thing about
enjoying
it,
you.
The crazy thing about it was me and Mark, we hooked up, like, out in Cali. You know, I came through his spot out in Cali and, you know, brought him some music that I have, you know, produced and wrote. And, you know, he let me hear what he was doing. And we both was, you know, at that time feeling what the other one was doing, but it just, the time wasn't right. You know what I mean? So,
yep.
Like you said, it's a time for everything. And, you know,
that's
God knows
correct.
What he's doing.
That's
you know?
Correct. God knows exactly what he's doing. And you keep mentioning Cali, so I must give a birthday shout-out to Little Miss Michaela Clark, multi-platinum producer Keith Klizzer out in Cali. Happy birthday to her. You know, hope she's listening. You know, give her a birthday shout-out on this special show with LaVert 2. You know, we're happy, and I would like you guys to know that the world is enjoying you, and you have a fan online right now. Her name is Cookie, all the way from Baltimore. Cookie, how you doing?
Finding yourself.
Well, you have your chance to give your big shout-out and let them know how much you love their music and them as well.
Well, I love LaVert and LaVert 2 till the very end. I got you guys when nobody else had you, and that's my word. You are truly dedicated. Anytime. I thank you for your entertainment.
Yeah, we're gonna keep trying to do it for you. So as long as we can, I'm gonna keep trying to put out some good music. We already got some new music on deck, but you know, we gonna get this dedication, you know, keep that rolling right now. And then, you know, you'll be hearing something new and fresh soon.
Right. So
well,
don't
I'm continue
forget
to push
go.
Y'all here in Baltimore.
Yes. Don't forget, Cookie, to let everybody know to go to www.lavert2.com where you will find his album dedication and a lot more information for him. And as well, please do not forget, you know, let the people in Baltimore know, go to, give them the information for the Shine's Law again.
You can see it on the site on lavert2.com too, but go to change.org and look up Shine's Law and sign a petition.
I am truly on it, Mark. Day one,
okay.
I am on it. The petition, your episode tonight, and anything else that you put out there, I truly send it out there ASAP.
Oh, wow.
Always.
All right, we appreciate
thank
that.
I'm representing Baltimore.
Thank you so very much.
Looking to hit Baltimore soon.
Yeah.
Oh, are you do you sure? That's right. I'm waiting. I'm waiting on that one.
Okay, front row Cookie.
Look, I can just have a seat. It don't even matter.
I know.
I just want to see him here. I just want to see them here.
The voices of
y'all,
the angel carry all over, so it don't matter where you sit.
Exactly. All right, you all have a blessed evening.
Thank you so much.
You
Cookie.
Too.
You can hang out with A-Money and, you know, listen to the rest of the interview. We thank you so very much for calling in to the A-Money Show. Every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, callers call in at 8 p.m., 347-633-9074. Again, I am very happy. I am so pleased. I feel so blessed and honored to be talking to right now the group, of course, LaVert 2, with their album is out, Dedication, Mark Gorton, Black Rose, in the house right now. I welcome you to my home, the A Money Show. Anytime you can stop by. And, of course, anything you need of me, I am here. I am here. I am here over and over again. I never stop. So, you know, I just love the fact that, you know, you two are together. But I would like to know, how was it when you came up with, of course, working with the OJs on What a Woman? I mean, I love that video, and I was just, like, in awe to see all that talent in one. Like, oh, my goodness.
Well,
I felt like the big groupie.
Yeah, that was, I've been pushing to get these guys to do an OJs record for the longest, and I was doing it while we was recording, and they... You know, they everybody is, you know, kind of wanting to do their own thing, which now, you know, you got Eddie got a project out right now, Last Man Standing, and he has, what's the album called? The CD is called I Still Got It, right? And, you know, what did you say? Yeah, Still Got It.
I Still Got It?
Yeah, I think I Still Got It. Yeah, I Still Got It. And then, you know, Walt had his project out. It was pretty much a CD of remakes. And then Eric Nolan, we call him Bink, but Eric Nolan, third guy, the OJs, you know, he got a situation that he's working on with a combination of a couple of acts that he's pushing and himself on his label Boy Wonder Records. So, you know, hey, it's you know, we all putting out some things, and you know, basically we can all come together and make some real noise and get Cleveland back energized, you know, Ohio back energized on the scene with some, you know, fresh talent and fresh music, you know. Come together.
So, you know, I want to give big shouts out, of course, to Eddie LaVert and Walt and Mr. Eric Nolan Grant, who I had the pleasure of meeting in the studio about, well, it was in April, the day before my birthday, I believe, actually. I didn't even know I was sitting in the house with him in the studio. I heard the song, they put his track on. I was like, oh, my God, who is that? It's beautiful. And he was just sitting there just smiling. Everybody was looking at me like I was crazy. You know, and they were looking at me like I was crazy, and he had his hat pulled down. So I'm looking, and I kept looking at him. I'm like, he looks so familiar. Who is this guy, you know? And when they told me who it was, you know, I was like, oh, my God, that's crazy. So we got to take pictures. So big shouts out to LaVert, Eddie LaVert, Walt, and Eric Nolan Grant. You know, I love you guys.
Did you hear
as well.
Were you listening to his song?
Yes, I was. I want that. Yeah. I wanted a copy right then and there.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we have another fan in the building who wants to speak to you guys. Of course, 804 caller 503. How you doing?
Oh, what's going on, people? How you doing?
All right.
What's happening?
What's that? VA? Where's
oh,
that?
Most
VA?
Virginia.
That's what's up.
Hey, look, man. I remember, man. All y'all, I remember your people from back in the day, and I used to listen to LaVert all the time. And I also remember when LaVert actually started working with Dave Tolliver and them, the Men at Large.
Mm-hmm.
And they was on. When I first saw them, when I noticed them, they was on MTV Raps. That was way back in the day, and they showed that video. They had Dave and them with the plaid shirts on, with the Kwame pants on, and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, you know, just taking you back in that day, that's when I was actually really getting the real feeling of LaVert. You know, I was really young back then, and you know, when I actually got in that field, it changed a lot about me. You know, I started to, you know, coming out of my shell a little bit, and you know, starting to be, you know, be one of you all, one of them LaVerts and whatnot, you know, with that swag and with that, you know, that talking and whatnot. And, hey, man, it worked, too. It worked, too. So I just want to very, very much.
That's what's up. Hey, we used to run through Virginia a lot. That was our spot. Norfolk, Richmond, you know, all up and down that area. We was in there. So
wow.
Yeah, big ups to VA.
Big ups to VA. Thank you so much.
20 minutes away from Richmond.
Yep, that's what's up.
So you brought up the Men at Large. How was it to work with the Men at Large?
I mean, that was I mean, it was fun. They were young, you know what I mean, and you know, always silly, you know what I mean. So it was actually fun to be able to put together some music that would fit them and you know give them that sound.
Yeah.
But I ended up working. Their first song was "Use Me," and then you know they the hit was "So Alone." But
I
had other songs that kind of, you know, was bubbling around. But you know, so they did a little something, you know.
Yes, that song "So Alone," I still play that as well. I mean, that song right there just like touched my heart every time I hear it.
Right.
Shout out to Men at Large and the Rude Boys.
Yeah. And of course, and the Rude Boys. Ohio, all this talent in Ohio. You know, most of the talent, I believe, comes out of Ohio and migrate to Atlanta and L.A. and stuff like that. That's what I believe.
Believe that.
Yeah, a lot of it do. A lot of it do. But there is talent everywhere. So.
Yeah. It's everywhere. But don't sleep on Ohio, people. Do not sleep on Ohio. At all.
Yeah. That West Coast Roger sound, that's where they got it from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big ups to the West Coast. I love the West Coast as well. We have another caller in queue from Ohio, 216-772. Caller, how you doing? You're calling in on the A Money Show. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Who's calling?
My name is Anna. I'm calling from Cleveland. Just wanted to call in and let Mark and Black Rose know they definitely have my support. You know, Dave is my boy like a brother. I've loved Cleveland groups, you know, for as long as I can remember. Always been a big supporter of anything positive in Cleveland. So I definitely, you know, support these two. And I definitely like that song, Hey Love.
Yeah.
All right, we appreciate it.
How you doing, Anna?
Who's that?
Black Rose.
Hey, what's up, Rose? Long
how you
time.
Doing?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll call back and listen now.
Yes, thank you, Anna.
Yeah,
thank you for calling
it.
In. We really do appreciate you calling in. And don't forget, you can always call in on the A Money Show every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. 347-633-9074. And again, we have Lavert 2 in the building, Mark Gordon and Mr. Black Rose, who I am so humbly grateful that you guys are here. I feel very blessed to be in the presence of you all. And again, we love your album, Dedication. Is there any Twitter information, blog talk, any information you would like to give the public now where they can find you, you know, communicate or get your album for those who wasn't tuned in the beginning?
Yep, hit us up on thevert2.com. That's our official website. And then you can also find us on Facebook. It's Lavert II, Roman numeral 2. And there's a regular page and a fan page. And then Mark Gordon, you can look that up on Facebook. And then Black Rose is on Facebook and on Twitter. So we got Mark Gordon _Mark_Gordon. And then was Black_Rose_Only.
Okay.
Well, that.
And before we move on any further, we'd like to give a rest in peace. I just lost my grandmother, and
oh.
I want to, you know,
say rest in peace to my grandma, Reverend Bernice Henderson.
Right.
You know, she's an angel, and we have another angel that we'd like to say rest in peace to.
Well, rest in peace
and,
to your grandmother, of course.
And then we have a good friend that worked with us on the Levertu videos, Sharon Norfolk.
Oh, wow.
She was murdered this past week. And they're still investigating and looking for the guy right now. But she's a good woman, not a bad bone in her body, and would help anybody. And
rest in peace to her.
Somebody really went and took advantage of a good person. Rest in peace to her. And her arrangement is this Saturday. But we want to still lift up our communities, and hopefully we can stop these trends of this hatred and this so senseless.
Senseless
violence for nothing. Like, for what? Take advantage of an older woman and to get what? It's really like stupid. So I don't know. It's just horrible. The amount of this hate that's out here.
That is true. I have an organization, a nonprofit, Ladies of Essence, for battered women and teens, actually whoever is being battered. 911, is right there, as they say, but if you can't get to that, scream, run, shout, whatever, get away, And people, 9 times out of 10, they see someone in need, but they'll stand around and just look. Why is that? I have no idea, I'm with you on the senseless death and the violence and battered women and stuff like that. Just say no. Just stop it. Everybody come together and support it. And, of course, we cannot forget to support the Sean's Law. Go to change.org. Everybody sign the petition. Rest in peace to everyone who you have lost. I don't know everybody's name, but forever, whoever you are out there in the world today on the A-Money Show, we are saying rest in peace to your loved ones. They are angels. We're in the house today on the A-Money Show with Levert Tu and Mark Gordon and Black Rose. The voices of angels because their voices are so wonderfully beautiful to me and, of course, to many other callers in queue. But I have a special fan. She's from New York. Her name is LaShana, and I would love to bring her on. She's faithful to the A-Money Show. LaShana, are you there? LaShana? It'd probably take her a minute.
Hello?
Hi, baby. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're on the show, of course, with Levert. Too, and this is also Mark Gordon and Black Rose. She's a producer. She also sings, and she's multi-talented, if you'd like to tell. She was in the Special Olympics as well, and I love her. So you have any questions or anything you would like to ask the guys?
No, I'm mellow right now. I'm just calm and relaxing, cool.
Aw. It's okay. She is a big supporter. I love her. Again, I would like, you guys just to hear her song. It's called Over. You wrote this song, right?
Yeah, and I produced it.
And she produced it. So if you guys don't mind, can I play this for you? It is called Over by Miss Styles.
I know it's over, but I gotta love song. It brings back those memories. I'm not gonna lie, but take some time. I dream about you. You're on my mind. My tears keep falling. What should I do? I can't control it. Thinking of you every time I close my eyes. Think of her, her old sweet times. In my wake and realize it's over, it's over. Every time I close my eyes, I think of her, her old sweet times. In my wake and realize it's over, it's over. Every time I close my eyes.
Part was probably the part that, you know, we got into, and that was doing the Living for the City, and we did that all a cappella. And they you know, eventually took the a cappella and added the track to it. But you know, we kind of put that together a cappella in the studio, and then they added the track. So I mean, that was a good little, you know, experience, impromptu, just go in and, oh, that's what we're doing? Okay.
It was easy to you guys. It was natural. It was just fun for you. We actually love it. I play it over and over again. That scene right there is one of my favorite scenes.
Time it come on, I'm getting a million texts. Oh, I see you on New Jack City, or you know what I mean?
Yes.
Or I'm seeing it on Twitter or something, and I'm like, wow, okay.
Well, now you'll get me to tweet you as well. But
okay.
you both of you, Mark Gorton and Black Rose, you're into production and writing as well, both of you. What artists are you working with now?
Really, as far as me, I'm not really working with anybody in particular yet. There's some things that's in the works that I'm trying to work on, but, you know, just getting the particulars together. But I'm really trying to get more into the production right now. But I've just been trying to get this record and, you know, get that pushed and promoted. So I hadn't been like I would like to in the studio, but yeah, I'm looking forward to building a roster with 9311 Entertainment, and you know, bringing some new talent out. So you may be looking for somebody in the area, in the Ohio area or outside. So
okay,
you know, in the near future, but yeah.
Are you going to be doing a talent search? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Black Rose. We want to hear from you.
No, I was just going to say I'm supposed to be still working with Casey and JoJo on their new record if they finally go ahead and do it. I mean, they keep getting ready to do it, and then they stop, and then, you know. But hopefully, you know, within the next month or so, they should be working on that again, so looking forward to working with them again, you know.
Well, that would be great. What about Anthony Hamilton? I know you guys work with Anthony Hamilton, Dr. Dre, you know, just to name a few.
Well, I haven't worked with Anthony in a while. I don't know. I haven't spoken with him in a while, so I don't know. He got a new record out right now, so I don't know what he has coming up, but you know, we open. We just doing what we do. Like he said, we working on our new album as well. So you know.
When will your new album drop, and what will it? What is it entitled?
No projection. Yeah, it's no projections on it. It's just always.
To get that out there.
Yeah. I don't want to put it out there prematurely or nothing, but it's just really like work in progress. As long as we do
still
music,
in the kitchen,
we just
cooking it up, though.
Yeah, we always just constantly putting stuff together. So whether it works for us or we do it, you know, on somebody else or whatever happens, but it'll come together when it's the right time and you know and
right.
Start.
But I will say this, what we're working on is hot, though.
I can imagine. Right. Trust me, everything you bring is hot. I already know. The world knows we can't wait. You know, I'm sitting on pins and needles. Like, this dedication album right here is on fire. So I can imagine the next one, you're going to just blow us all away. You know, and I love the album cover. I love the way you guys dress. I mean, all of that plays a big part in everything, and we love it. I'm looking at your pictures right now. I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous, sexy, handsome, and, of course, the men in black are right here, Mark Gorton and Black Rose, of course. You definitely got the black going on. We have another caller in queue. I have a caller in queue from area code 347-256. Caller, how you doing? This is the A Money Show.
Hey, what's up, A Money? How you doing?
Hi, how are you? You're in the building right now with, of course, the heavenly voices of LaVert 2, Mark Gordon, and Black Rose. Who am I speaking with?
What's up, brothers? How y'all doing?
All right.
All right, how you doing, man? What's going on?
I just wanted to say keep up the good work. God bless. And, you know, everything that's been happening in your lives and everything, my condolences to the family and all of that. And I just wish y'all nothing but longevity and keep doing your thing.
Hey, that's what's up. We appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. This is Rasheen from Farm Rock, New York.
Right. DJ Ross Supreme in the house.
Yeah, this is DJ Ross Supreme from Farm Rock,
good.
New York. You know? And, once again, I just want to say, you know, I wish your brothers longevity and can't wait till the new music come out. Put some 12 inches out with some acapella so I can do some remixes.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna send some of that out right now, some acapella. So, you know, we'll link up on Twitter or whatever, and then I'll make sure I get it to you, get you some of that.
All right.
You can start mixing it in.
I'll get in touch with A Money, and I'll definitely get that, definitely.
I thank you, DJ Ross Supreme. He's one of my supporters as well, Troy Lyons. You know, I'll give big shouts out to them. And, of course, again, Keith Clizard, Dave Tolliver. I love you guys, you know, for showing much support on the A Money Show. We have another caller in queue, 770-337. Caller, how you doing?
What up, though? You already know who this is.
What's up, Mr. Tolliver?
Name him.
Takeover.
What's
take up? Over.
What's up?
Me,
man. What's up, baby? Is that Black Roseman?
What's cracking? Hey, man. What's up, Mark, man? First, I want to extend my condolences to you, Rose, on your grandma passing, man. I know how that is, fam. You feel me? So, you know,
yeah,
much love,
you,
and respect,
thank
and prayers
you
to the family, man. Because I could tell that your grandmother meant to you. She meant to you what my grandma meant to me. So I already know how you feel about that, man. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, A Money, my girl, though. So I just called in. I was looking at my Facebook, and Troy had put up, they said they had Sean LaVert on the A Money Show. I said, Sean LaVert? I said, who they talking about, Sean Quetta or Sean Jr.? And then I heard a little, I said, man, that must be Sean Jr. on there. But that was Black Rose or Mark. You know, everybody, y'all got that Kush talk. That's what it is, Kush talk. I got that Kush talk. So you
give it up, Kush talk, Keith Clizard.
Smoking on Keisha.
That's Keisha.
I just wanted, you know, to chime in, man, and say what's up to my dogs, you know, because, Mark, we go back about 95,000 years. So, you know, it is what it is. Let's get this paper, man. It's a lot of scandalous things going on, but let's get this paper.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Dave Tolliver, for calling in.
Appreciate you calling in, man.
How was it working for it with LaVert?
Oh, man, it was the greatest experience of my life. I mean, it was the greatest experience of my life. I'm going to tell you, like, real talk. Me and Mark was, like, closer than anybody at first. And I used to, you know, I was working at the radio station. We'd be at Mark's house just kicking it all day. And I'd call the radio station because I had to work 1 to 6 in the morning. I'd be like, hey, I can't come in. And I'd be like 12:15. I'm calling. I can't come in, man. We got to go to the studio tonight. G said we got to come in. I'm over at Mark's house. We getting gassed up all night. But, you know, working
in
PlayStation. Oh, man. You know what I mean? We was like the Sega into the PlayStation era then, right? But
Yeah.
I mean, working with Mark is probably the most underrated producer in the game. He won't give me no beats
really?
For my new joint. I'm really upset about that. And you know, hey, Mark, you ask Mark for a beat, he'd be like, yeah, that's what's up. You know, let me see what you're talking about first, and then you know, yeah, I'd be like, I don't know what I'm talking about till I get the track. But you know, and then you know, I used to be like crazy, you know, like if you listen to my music from then to now, you can see the growth of my voice. That was Gerald's fault because I used to be so scared of him
when I don't know what I was scared about. I'd go in the studio with him, and he'd be like, B, what the F you doing? What the F? What the F? Man, get the F out, man. Jason, go in there and do that. I used to be like, damn. I mean, like, I used to get, like, the tough love, but not like that. and that just resonated, and that caused me to step up my game as the years went by, man, you know, to I just knew I could do it, and I just dug down deep, you know, and everybody else believed in me. They were big supporters of us, man. I can say the difference between an artist today as opposed to an artist when we came out is we had a great blueprint to build a nice house. The things that the kids have to look to now is the difference between building a house out of solid brick and building a house out of stucco. You feel me? That's what we had. We had solid brick houses a blueprint to look at.
We had the
OJs, the Spinners, the Isley Brothers, New Edition, I mean, Temptations, and now they got Future, Gucci Man. Chris Brown is good, but I'm saying he's kind of falling into that. You got Trey Songz who can sing on records but can't sing live, and everybody back in the day could sing on record and sing live. So, you know.
Right.
That's it, man. It was a wonderful thing, but it ain't over, man. You know, the greatest times of my life are being out on the road with these guys, man. And I'm hoping that I know we have many, many more years and many more days to come to be together on the road and do some recordings. And, you know, Black Rose, it just seemed like he'd been down forever. Like it's like like that nigga was just hiding in the back closet somewhere through all them other years. And then he was like, all right, man, I'm ready to come out now.
Because
Mark, when you first start kicking it with Rose, didn't it feel like you've been knowing him forever?
Yeah, well, I actually had known him for a little bit, but we weren't like hanging out all the time. But yeah, I mean, you know, it was like a vetting process. You know what I'm saying? Because you had to have a good chemistry in order to be with somebody on a regular basis all the time. It's like, okay, can we hang like that? You know what I mean? Because you can't really, you don't get that chemistry all the time with everybody. You know what I mean? Y'all could be the talented people in the world, but without having that chemistry, it kind of don't mean nothing. And it might be kind of productive because, you know, if you got egos, then them egos going to get in the way. Or if you got, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, being able to tell,
I swear it felt natural. Even once Dave started coming around, and then we started getting on the road with Joe and all of that. I swear it just felt like I knew everybody already.
That happened. You know, it's hard. Like when you have to replace group members, because I went through that too. It was like when Jim and I came in after Jason and I split. It was just a missing puzzle piece, and we finally found it on the ground. And I mean, they had two different vocal styles, but I mean, just like Rose and Gerald and Sean had two different vocal styles, but similar. But man, the piece was just perfect because I'm saying not only do you have to do business, man, like you said, y'all got to be able to mesh personally. Otherwise, it's just not gonna work unless y'all just got this super crazy money situation, and y'all be like, all right, man, I can't stand you, but we gonna go make this money. Because when you grinding in that foxhole, you got to be able to get along with the dude. Y'all got to be able to have similar spirits. You feel what I'm saying? So otherwise, that shit is just not going to work out.
That's right. It's good to hear you all having a conversation. And we got Dave Tolliver who chimed in the building, of course. And, you know, he has this unique style of singing. You know, lots of people, say good things about his voice. And what was that lady said, Dave, on the show? She said, you can sneeze and you sound good.
Yeah, she did say that. I'm going to use that. But, that was hot, though. That's how I feel about Black Rose, though. That dude is like, really,
absolutely.
He's in a really incredible vocalist. And then a lot of people sleep on Mark Gordon. Mark Gordon, dude, he got the best of both worlds. He got the sweet tenor, and his falsetto is, like, impeccable. You know what I mean?
The voices of angels.
Our camp is the coldest camp to ever come out, ever. You got everybody
in
the whole thing can sing.
We got some monsters in the camp, man.
Everybody, even the new cats can blow. And I'm saying, like, if they was, like, to do a pay-per-view, like, a match, vocal for vocal, I think we'd take out just about everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Pick out every cat right now.
But I think, you know,
that's no exaggeration at all either.
And that's what I've been pushing for. You know, I've been in these guys' ears with, you know, as far as the OJs and, you know, because it's really like, you know, it's part of their legacy that if we were to join force and get together and say, hey,
right.
You got OJs. I mean, just think about it. I've thought about it a lot, but think about if Gerald Shine was still here, the OJs.
Ooh.
You know, you got the Rude Boys, Men at Large, and of course we would have had a couple other acts by now. But
right.
If you had all of that intertwined, and I mean, we could work forever. We could have been
Bam.
On the road. We could have been, you know what I mean? It's just interchangeable pieces and parts and songs to where they, you know, the crowd would never be tired of a show that you would get some of everything from many generations, you know what I mean, from different generations, from the OJs, from them being in it for 50 years, and then we come along with our thing, and then on after that, Rude Boys, Men at Large. I mean, we could have continued that for the longest.
I mean, hey, and we had a couple of girls groups that would tear the frame out of a lot of these chicks. I bet if they got back together now, they'd still tear the frame out of all these chicks out there. One of the girls in Drama.
Yeah, they had a couple of joints that they could have worked, but you know, like I said, if that would have just continued, we could have really been doing. That would definitely Treble Production would have been a foundation that still would have been around and thriving right now, you know. So hopefully we'll get it back to that point. Some point, so
we will.
You're there. Trust me, you're there. Someone is hitting me up, and Mark Gordon and Black Rose, they want to hear Hey Love again. So you
That's
guys
my
want
joint.
Me to play Hey Love again on the A Money Show? Like I'm getting texts on my iPhone and inbox on Facebook. So
you got
I'm
money? You got an iPhone? I call you A Money.
The
huh?
A Money. She's A Money.
Don't put something in my PayPal, man. Hook me up.
give me some of that B Money. I'll take
yeah,
care
right.
That.
Right. I'll take B Money. Mark.
Mark. Well, I'll play Hey Love on the A Money Show right here with Mark Gordon and also Black Rose of La Vert 2.
Listen to that nigga say.
can do it. Nobody can.
No,
no stressing, just impressing. Just get
oh,
we got a connection. Wonderful, she call me Mr. Man. If I can do it, nobody can.
Nobody.
No stressing.
Simmons on the A Money Show. Call in every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 347-633-9074. We have in the building Mark Gordon, and of course Black Rose. And that was Hey Love off the Dedication album. We enjoy that. We thank you all for calling in, the supporters, Dave Tolliver, LaShawna, many others, Troy, DJ, Rod Supreme, so many other people. Give it up for Mr. Green in New York. So many callers. I can't name you all, but, of course, you know A-Money loves you for calling in. But we're back to the guests at hand, Mark Gordon and Black Rose. Black Rose, how did you come about getting the name Black Rose? I asked you that question already. But
Roseman.
Pardon me? What'd you say?
I said Roseman.
Black. Is he there? Black
no,
Rose.
He's gone.
Black
it just said his yeah. He's gone. But go ahead, that's Mark.
Yeah, well maybe the Black Rose. Well, maybe because, I mean, his real name is Roosevelt, and he's a fairly dark guy.
Black.
So that's probably how they came up with that. But, you know, some say that a black rose is a bad thing. So I guess, you know, maybe that's how it came up. I'm just thinking
about
it.
Well, it's definitely not bad. It's definitely not a bad look.
Well, you know, bad to us sometimes, we say that's bad, it could be good. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, so Black Rose.
I'm so happy, you know, you stopped in and shared this time here, Mark Gordon, on the A Money Show. And, of course, again, I can't stress it enough, people, please go and sign the petition. Go to change.org and sign the Shine's Law. And also support www.levert2.com. go there where you'll find the dedication album and much more. Look for the new album that will be dropping soon, of course. We're waiting on that. The A Money Show is getting ready to sign off in a little bit, but is there anything you would like to share with the people who are listening right now? Again, I thank you. I really thank you for stopping by, and hopefully you'll come back again.
Just look for the new, any collaborations, product, all of that. We'll be keeping you updated with new things, and then we are doing a benefit for Special Olympics up in Carolina, in Durham.
Oh, really?
I think it's Durham. Yeah.
June 23rd.
Yeah, Levert to Rude Boys, Lenny Lark.
And Shy.
Is it Shy too? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. So yeah.
Okay.
So all y'all in Carolina, Durham, y'all look for that. Y'all come and hang out with us and check that out. We'll be in your spot soon. And just check out our website, and you'll see all the updates of what's going on, what's new, and all of that.
Yep, and of course the website is www.levert2.com. And also, you said Special Olympics. I'm sure that Miss Styles from New York, she would love to be a part of that. She has been in the Special Olympics as well for many, many years. Yeah, she's been there for many, many years. So maybe she can get down there, her and I, together.
Yeah.
But, Mark, I would like to ask,
For them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, when all said and done, what is the message that you want to be remembered for?
Man, that's a good question. I really want to, when it's all said and done, that, I've made a contribution to music, to history, to the, to what we, came up and love to do. And hopefully, that'll happen. I mean, it's already happened, even though it's not as recognized, but being recognized for, coming with the first R&B mix with hip-hop collaboration. And I think, that I feel good about that as far as being able to put something together like that. And I just want to be recognized as being able to contribute to the music game, and hopefully, I can do more, it's not over yet. So I hopefully I can bring more to the table and put some more things together. So.
Yes, well, I definitely believe that you will do that. I'm waiting on the next album, but for now, I'm definitely going to promote the dedication album. I enjoy it. I enjoy the video. The collab with the OJs was definitely off the chain, and that was What a Woman, of course. I want to go out with that What a Woman featuring the OJs, if you don't mind. But, I thank you for coming by the A Money Show, and please tune in, show support, as well as I'll be showing support of you, Mark Gorton, and, of course, Black Rose, the dedication album. Everybody go and support him as well. And thanks, Dave Tolliver, for stopping in. The blog talk is really acting up. It's dropping callers. It's losing my music, but I'm going to play What a Woman featuring the OJs. And again, I thank you for coming in, stopping by the A Money Show. Call in callers Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 p.m. sharp, 347-633-9074. This your girl, A Money.
We used to hold hands.
Money Show. We'd like to thank Mark Gordon and Black Rose for stopping by and sharing their time on the A Money Show. And please, everybody go out and get the Dedication album. It is off the chain. This is the A Money Show. And I have to give a special birthday shout out again to Michaela Clark, Keith Klizark's daughter. We thank you and much love to the Kush Talk.
Make love.